This is XE Talk After Dark, the disco edition. Well, our guest today is the one and only Miss Medicina. Did I pronounce it right?
That is correct.
She, I call her the celebrity blogger.
I don't know about that.
Well, everybody knows your name. They probably don't know how to pronounce it, but they know Miss Medicina.
Yeah.
And so she's a celebrity blogger and priest extraordinaire. And we've been talking about disciplined priest healing. She's been giving me my first lesson. And I've kind of dabbled in it up until now, just, you know, spamming bubbles on people on Deathbringer Sour Fang. But apparently, I guess I was doing something right.
Yeah, bubbles are really great for Sour Fang. They did nerf it, though. It used to be like if you use bubbles, it would mitigate and he wouldn't generate any blood power. Which is no longer the case, sadly, but it made Disc Priest really overpowered for that fight.
Yeah, it did. Well, I guess, because, you know, I'm a longtime holy priest.
Mm-hmm. I was, too. I understand.
My first question, and I guess the biggest question, is what is the big dip? What's the difference between holy healing and discipline healing? Is it really just tank versus raid heals, or no?
No, it's not really tank versus raid heals, because a lot of disciplined priests, especially in 25-man, still do raid healing. They just don't do the AoE healing that you get from, like, Circle of Healing. But the biggest difference in playstyle is probably mitigation. So when you're a disc priest, you're casting things before the damage happens, whereas when you're a holy priest, you're casting spells after the damage happens.
I think you did a post one time about anticipating.
Yeah.
Versus reactionary.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I've done a couple of posts on it, because it's a really hard skill to learn, to come from being a holy priest where you wait until the green bars go down and then you fill them up, whereas as a disc priest, you don't get as much indicator from the green bars, because you just need to know the fight. You need to know when the damage is going to happen so that you can shield people before it does.
Wow. That seems like a big responsibility, but I guess keeping people alive is a responsibility in itself.
It is. We are very responsible people as healers.
Well, you know, my whole flash heal, flash heal, flash heal, greater heal when serendipity procs. Maybe a prayer mending and a circle of healing there in between. So it's a rotation.
Yeah.
I asked you earlier if there was a rotation for discipline priests, because I don't understand how there could be, but you say there is one for tank healing.
There is for tank healing, and there are a couple of different talents that affect if you have a rotation. You know, like serendipity is the key rotation maker for holy priests. Now, as a disc priest, you've got borrowed time, which is a haste buff that procs after you cast a shield on someone.
Okay.
And that means that right after you cast a shield on someone, you're going to be casting a little bit faster, and it also reduces your global cooldown. So you cast one shield, and then you can cast another shield faster, and so on and so forth, because your global cooldown is shorter. So that enables you to spam shields across a raid very quickly. But if you're tank healing, what you have is you've got that borrowed time buff after you cast a shield, and then you've also got 3 stacks of grace you can put on your target. So let's say it's a tank. If you hit them with a penance, and you've got 3 stacks of grace on them, and that increases the healing that you do to them by 9%, which is pretty significant. So what you always want to do is maintain weakened soul debuff on them.
Okay.
And then you want to maintain 3 stacks of grace on them. And then you want to try and have a shield on them whenever possible. So that's part of, you know, never letting the weakened soul fall off. As soon as weakened soul falls off and you can cast another shield on them, you do it.
Okay. Now, we talked about, this was before the podcast, people, in case you're wondering, we chatted it up a little bit. But if you put a shield on, say, a pally, does that keep him from getting mana back? Differently than you would any other tank?
Sometimes I do. Not in a raid setting, I don't.
Okay.
Because I have a pally as well, and my tank that I run with all the time, she's a pally. So we've tested a lot of this stuff out. But the difference is that pallies don't get mana back necessarily from taking damage. They get a lot of mana back from being healed. Mm-hmm. But they don't, so if they're not taking damage, then they're not gonna get healed. But they do have a bunch of other ways that they can get mana back from parrying and dodging, I think. And then also when you put a bubble on the tank, once it's fully absorbed, the Talent Rapture will energize them with, mana or rage or whatever energy thing they use.
And
So once the bubble gets fully absorbed, they do get a little bit back.
I'm guessing the Holy Priest gets mana back too somehow in between all of that.
Yes, well, the Disc Priest does if
Okay.
you've got Rapture. So if once the bubble is fully absorbed, you get like 2.5% of your mana pool back.
Wow. That's
And
not
it's on,
bad.
no, it's really good. And you use your bubble so much that that's one of your most significant mana regen mechanics. So you don't really have to like gem or enchant for mana regen.
Okay, well, with those absorbs from the bubble, you always see on certain meters, not all of them, because recount doesn't look at it, but the guest absorbs, which is a measurement of healing for the disciplined priest, right?
Right.
You
Now,
were
it's a little tricky when you have more than one disc priest in the raid because the problem with guest absorbs is that it can't always identify whose shield absorbed the damage. So,
Oh.
if you're the only disc priest in the raid, it's pretty accurate. But once you get more disc priests in a raid, then it's less accurate. It's like that with all the healing meters, just because of the way the combat log works.
Typically, are disciplined priests on top of the healing meters, in the middle, or at the bottom?
Well, if you're just looking at like healing per second or total healing done or things like that, they should be at the bottom. That's if you're not, because recount doesn't necessarily account for shield absorbs, then gen and that's such a huge portion of the healing that a disc priest does. They should almost always appear to be at the bottom of the healing meter. So if they're not, then there's something wrong. Either the disc priest is playing their skills incorrectly, which I've seen a lot of, or the other healers in the raid aren't pulling their weight.
So this is great. So worst is first in the case of a disciplined priest.
That's right. That's a good indicator that the healing makeup is working well when you're at the
Very good. Now, there comes a time in every priest's life when they have to have an oh crap button. And for the holy priest, that's always guardian spirit. Those wings go out, the crap's about to hit the fan.
Yeah.
What is that button for the disciplined priest?
Disciplined priests have pain suppression, and I can read you the tooltip. What it does is it actually decreases the amount. It's like a very powerful bubble. So it instantly reduces a friendly target's threat by 5%, and then it reduces all the damage they take by 40%. So basically, it's like a bubble that for I think 8 seconds. It will reduce all the damage that that target takes by 40%. The problem with that is you have to be careful with it on certain fights because it also reduces threat by 5%, which usually isn't enough if you're using like if you're using it on a tank. It's usually not enough for the tank to lose threat, but on some fights, like I'm thinking Lady Death Whisper when she does Touch of Insignificance, you have to be really careful because if you put it on the tank and they've already got several t of those Touch of Insignificance, they can lose threat.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but it's great for like a mage, if a mage pulls aggro or something like that, because in addition to reducing the amount of damage they take, it also reduces their threat.
And
But it's different, it is different than Guardian Spirit because you can't just proc it right before they die. You know, if they've got 500 health, it doesn't matter if they take 40% less damage because they're going to take a hit bigger than 500. So you need to use it ahead of time.
now, as far as glyphs, because I know my holy priest is glyphed for guardian spirit, which makes the cooldown to 1 minute versus
I love that
however
glyph.
many. What are the glyphs that your disciplined priest?
The ones that I use on mine are there's one that's basically required, and it's Glyph of Penance, and it reduces the cooldown on Penance. And Penance is quite possibly the best healing spell in the game. It's channeled, so it's bursty, and it does a lot of healing. It's a fantastic spell. So the shorter the cooldown on that, the better. You know, like Circle of Healing has a 6 second cooldown. And if once you glyph penance, it has a 6 second cooldown.
Wow.
So there's that one. And then I also use Glyph of Power Word Shield, so that when you shield someone, it also heals them for, I think it's either 5 or 10% of the amount of the shield. So sometimes if someone starts to take damage, just a shield on them will give them enough healing and enough mitigation to prevent them from taking any more damage. And it also, seeing the amount of heal that it does, that it procs, gives you an indicator of how large the shield is. Because there's no way to tell right now in game how big a shield on someone is. It's very tricky to tell just how much that shield's going to absorb. The best way to tell is when you see, when you have the Glyph of Power Word Shield and you throw the shield on someone and you see how much it heals for, you can multiply that by, I don't remember what it is. It's like 10 or 5 or something, and that tells you how much that shield is going to mitigate. There's a couple of different choices for a third one. I like to use Glyph of Flash Heal, which I know a lot of holy priests use too. The other ones are pretty much just as good as they are for holy.
We were talking about gear before this
Yes.
podcast, and what you look for in gear is different, obviously.
It is. It's slightly different. I mean, there are a lot of people who have a dual spec of Holy and Disc, and you can make a set work for both. I know that I do that, but it is a little bit different.
The biggest difference between the stats for a disc priest and a holy priest has to do with the mana regen, because holy priests need a lot more mana regen than disc priests do, as we already talked about, because of the whole rapture thing where you get mana back from when you bubble people. So intellect is really the best regen stat for disc priests, and whereas spirit is really the best thing for holy priests, you know. Disc priests don't get a spell power bonus from spirit like holy priests do, so therefore it's actually technically probably better if you just have a disc priest to pick up MP5 for like your gems, because they're both blue sockets. If you're gonna gem for blue, then you'd pick up MP5 instead of spirit. I personally still pick up spirit because I use the same gear for holy and disc. Does that hurt your performance at all?
No, it really doesn't. I think the difference between gemming for spirit or MP5 is really only going to make a difference when you're at like edge content, you know, like hard modes, when you've really got to squeak by with min and min-max everything. I don't have any problem. Like anytime I have a blue socket I need to fill out, I use like a purified dreadstone, which I think is spirit and spell power. So if you want to keep having your blue sockets, I still, even as a disc priest, I wouldn't put a full blue gem in. I put some things so that I can get the socket bonus, but I do like half and half. So
I think
spell power is really
my favorite
key.
for the blue socket is a purified dreadstone.
Yeah. I still gem for spirit instead of MP5 on my if I need to gem for a blue socket, you know. So I still do that, and it's such a small amount, it really doesn't make a big difference.
Well, I'm trying to think of what else I need to ask you. I'm so new to disciplined priest healing I don't know what else I need to know.
I think what I'd suggest to you is to find a friend and pick up a disc spec. There's like cookie cutter disc specs, and you can find one on my blog too,
Okay.
and just jump into the dungeon finder.
And then hope I don't get kicked from
Well,
the
just hope that you don't get something like TOC or,
group.
you
Oh,
know,
gosh.
the new ICC raids. If you get something that's closer to the beginning, I'm telling you, I don't spend, I don't, I like take a nap while I go through those, especially at your gear level, you know. So just run into those and just try and figure out how to shield properly. Just get a handle on the spells, because it's crazy because there's so many of the spells that are the same, but you use them differently.
And one of the things that I messed up on Deathbringer Sourfang last week was my voodoo. I did not program the right spells in for discipline for my other spec. So I
Oh, okay.
trying to hit pain suppression on the mouse, and I was like, what's happening? Nothing's happening. Got to program it in. It was just still on holy spec, so.
Yeah, I've run into that problem a few times. It's funny because when I try and go back to a holy spec, I'm freaking out because you have to wait until people take damage before you can heal them. Whereas as a disc priest, you're shielding people and you're anticipating damage. So you don't see the green bars go down as much. So when I switched to holy, I'm like freaking out. Like everyone's health is just going crazy, and instead of it's so much smoother as a disc priest once you get the hang of it because people just don't take as much damage.
Well, I feel enlightened. I feel like I really need to get in there and
You should
try
give
this
it a
out.
shot.
I've always been scared that people were going to die on my watch and they're just going to be like, you suck. But
Well, you always remember that, like, even if you jump into a five man, you still have your flash heal. You use your flash heal the same way. You probably won't use greater heal. Unless you're doing like it, unless you're tank healing in a raid, you might use greater heal. But in a five man, you probably won't. And you just keep shields on the tank anytime someone starts taking damage. Anytime you know the whole group's going to take damage, you just shield them. Like, a really good example is, have you been into Forge of Souls?
yes.
You know those mobs right before the last boss that do that damage that
Ghosty
give.
things.
Yes. When I see that happen, disc priests are great for that because it also puts a debuff on the tank where they take reduced healing. Anytime a target gets a debuff that reduces the amount of healing they receive, a disc priest is great for it because shields are not heals. So you can shield them and it will keep them from taking more damage without being subject to that 50%, whatever the reduction in healing is.
That would be great for the rot face fight.
Yes, that's what my guild was figuring out. I didn't realize there was a debuff on this, so I'm looking forward to trying that again because now that I realize that, I'm going to be the one.
You're gonna be the superstar.
I'm going to be the superstar and someone else is going to tank heal. But back to what I was saying about Forge of Souls, like I know when those ghosty guys are going to do that AoE damage. Now, if you're a holy priest, you're just going to circle of healing after that, or maybe you'll have your stacks of serendipity and you'll blow a prayer of healing. Whereas as a disc priest, ooh, I love those guys because I shield everyone up right before they cast their AoE damage, and then it's like, oh, I get all these blue numbers back. I get all this mana back, and nobody takes any damage. So, if you can anticipate when there's going to be a lot of AoE damage coming in, then you just start shielding everyone.
I'm gonna have to try that
Give it a
tonight,
shot.
perhaps.
It's a lot of fun. I
All right. Well, can you think of anything else that you need to tell me before I go out into the world as a disco priest?
Well, if any tanks tell you to stop bubbling, tell them Ghost Crawler said they need to learn to tank.
Very good. I'll say Ghost Crawler and Miss Medicina told
That's
you.
right.
You need to learn how to tank.
You need to learn how to tank. There are a lot of really good. The biggest people who have problems with that, I think, are protection paladins because of their mana regen mechanics. But there's a really good post on the Bossy Pally. She's another blogger where she talks about all the different ways that a protection paladin can get some mana back if they're with a disc priest. So that's a good suggestion to them. Tell them to go start reading blogs and shut up.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Again,
No
I'm
problem.
honored that you would be on my
Well,
podcast.
thanks for inviting me. This is great.
And this is Miss Medicina, and you are at.
MissMedicina.blogspot.com.
And you should check her blog out. It's always very informative and very entertaining. As you can tell, she has a very bubbly personality. Always comes out in her writing. So thanks again.
Thank you.